Welcome everybody, Shir number 1411. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dayv Ben Rabbi Aaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lirafua Shalema Eliza Chana Chaya Bas Shendel Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Achana L'chol. Okay, so just a couple of interesting cases I saw in the Sefer Yisrael Halachas. He brings down, in reference still, we're still working on the dishes, believe it or not. We're still trying to, you know, get to the dishes. But, so be it as it may, he brings down in our simin, which is Shin Chof Gimel. It's not really the simin of Chana L'chol, but there are some halachas there. So a lot of the stuff is brought down over there in the various different farm. So he brings down an Ois Chof Vav at the end. Interesting case. If somebody used dishes, and but they were like fancier dishes, like maybe silver dishes or whatever the case is. They're more like fancier dishes than they be called that special guest, whatever. Now they use them, and the question is, they want to wash them off. They want to wash them off and put them back in the china closet, if you want to call it. And they're there for show. It's usually they're there for show. In other words, they're always there the whole year. They're there for show. It's a nice thing. It's part of the china closet, part of the set, and so on. It's just this time they used it because they had special guests or whatever, so they used it. But now they want to wash it and put it back because they have, let's say, they have other guests, or this is part of the china closet, and this is the he calls it the noi habayis. In other words, the house should look the way it's supposed to, nice. It should look nice because they have other guests coming. So he brings down that would be okay because that would be the... It's a shtickel at Tzoyrech for Shabbos. I need it for now. So he says, V'chein yesh lahater. Again, this is the Sefer Yisrael Loch is talking. V'chein yesh lahater la'adicham im uysakein m'nei noi habayis. Kegoin, he says, Sheroitza lachzer klei kesef. A person has to put back these, whatever, these silver type of... silver type of dishes or whatever that, so he brings it to put it back into the china closet. He says, and they stay a certain way to make it look nice. Even though the person's not going to be eating from them anymore, but mamish, this type of thing, having it in the china closet, this makes the whole living room look nice or whatever the case is. Like this, the guests are coming, he has other guests or whatever, so they want to do that. So he brings down that would be okay. He brings it down from. He brings it down from the Das Torah in conjunction with, for example, making the beds and these type of things, that it's sort of like a noi bias type of a thing. Okay, it's not a standard case. It's not a standard case, but if this case comes up, he says such a thing would be considered, you know, for Hayoim, for today. Another interesting case, which I know by us we have such a thing, a lot of times you have a dish, or well, I know, but we have a becher, like a silver type of a becher, and if it's not cleaned right away, if it's not washed well right away and dried, not just washed, but dried, and mamish leaves over spots, and mamish ruins the whole thing. I know we had such a becher like that that we didn't even realize what the problem was until we went back to the store, and we had to figure out what was the problem. Then we realized that it has to be mamish washed right away. It's a nice becher, beautiful becher, but it has to be mamish washed right away and cleaned right away and dried right away also. Otherwise it starts to get these like not nice marks, and the whole thing gets ruined. Mamish gets ruined, an expensive thing. So sometimes you have such a type of a kli, a silver kli or whatever the type thing, and whereby if you don't take care of it right away, it could mamish get ruined. I mean, obviously that's not the standard case, but if somebody has such a thing, a person would be allowed to wash it and like I said, in our case, even wash it and dry it and then, you know, do the whole thing, because otherwise it gets ruined. Okay, so that's what he brings down. Does it say for Lam Tes Malachas? By the way, the other thing, like we said last time, we spoke about, he brings in that same paragraph as Chayis Chavav when he talks about these putting into the china closet. So the same type of thing, like we said, if somebody knows it's going to be a smell, bugs, these type of things, and they've had in the past. So again, the same thing. One will be allowed to rinse off. In other words, to the level where. You know, what needed whereby so that it should not attract bugs. I mean, obviously without doing Chil Shabbos, not no hot water and no sponges, these things, but whatever. However, with the hands, right now the deal is, the question is on hachana, preparation. Is it a preparation? So the answer is no, because I'm afraid, you know, whatever it is, I've had in the past a smell, I've had in the past bugs or whatever. So then to the point whereby it would be able to, bugs would not be attracted. So I just an example, before we get to, just to get to our case, and I'll just give an example at the end. So he brings down, for example, he says, Kalim Shenis Lachlachu, Yadichem Beshabs is a different case. Kalim that are dirty, right? That the person, again, they used, right? From Yadichem Beshabs is calculated. I'm not going to use them again. But the problem is, like I just said, this Becher type thing is sometimes people as a plate, have a silver plate, a gold plate, could go in clay, Kesev, Azov, have a special plate. This very very nice fancy thing. It had special guests, whatever. They finished. So what am I going to do? I can't just leave it in the sink. It's going to ruin it. This thing's expensive, right? It's going to get marks on it and everything, and I have to wash it right away. So going clay kesef is off. Is mutal adichem b'shabbes limnay mehem mehen hahefsid to hold back the fact that it shouldn't get ruined. V'chein kli sheyesh boi shiur meichel. If that's the case, okay. So first I said no. If they have such a utensil that has that's either whatever, you know, the gold or silver or whatever the case is, but the point is over here that if they don't take care of it right away by washing it, fully washing it or whatever the case has to be, it's going to get ruined. So then that's called now. That's not called for after Shabbos. That's called for now. I'm cleaning it now, so like this it does not get ruined. So that's an important point to keep in mind. A person does not, again, have to go, you know, letting their stuff get ruined, because that's considered for now by them washing it now and cleaning it now and keeping it, you know, that it should not get ruined. So the same thing what I wanted to mention, also sometimes person has a crock pot or chalim pot and mamish, again the same thing, you know, if they leave it just the way it is, as is, it's mamish, is going to smell, it's whatever from the Suda, and it's a long Shabbos and the bugs and this and that. So again, the same thing, if a person, you know, they want to put in soap and water in if they know that's the case, not just time to do it, but if they know that's the case, they've seen in the past, if they leave it like that, it's just going to bring the flies and the bugs, and then the whole Shabbos will be messed up, you know. So in such a case, again, just, you know, putting in, not to go washing out the whole thing, but again, just putting soap and water inside that crock pot, the chalim pot, or whatever. It's not something they could have done before because they had chalim from there, you know, person was eating, whatever, right? They were using the food, right? But now they have the insert, and so it's all dirty, and it's there's a smell starting to come, whatever. So then again, the same type of thing, one would be allowed to not wash it out all the way, but putting soap and water, making sure that no smell, no bugs and stuff like that. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.